Living a Minna, number 32, rising up to the challenge. A man told me, I feel like Hashem is picking on me. Nothing ever goes smoothly. I had a hard time getting married, and now my children are having problems. I have to struggle to make a living. The atmosphere in my house isn't the way I want it to be. For other people, everything seems to work out, but for me, everything is difficult. These words echo the sentiments felt by many people. But we need to know that Hashem doesn't pick on anyone. He shows the same loving care for all people. When Rav Yaakov Galinsky was in Siberia, a group gathered to hear him deliver words of encouragement and inspiration. He noted Chazal's, our sages' comment in Brachos, Kol ha-marich be'achad marichin lo yamav v'shanatav. Whoever prolongs his recitation of the word Echad when reading Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, is blessed with a long life. The obvious question is, why does this act of prolonging the recitation of a word render one worthy of longevity? After all, each word of Shema is vitally important, not just Echad. The rabbi explained that many people think Hashem helps and blesses their friends, but not them. We tend to think that other people's lives are better. They have what they need and Hashem takes care of them, but not us. Our sages teach that kol ha-marich be'echad, if we extend our belief in the concept of echad, Hashem's oneness, and recognize that the God who resides throughout the seven heavens and the four corners of the earth is with us, loves us, takes care of us, and only does that which is best for us, then this attitude will bring us much blessing. Everyone has challenges in life. We all have our ups and downs, but life moves on. Things pass. Problems we faced 3 years ago can become long forgotten. We can enjoy years of serenity and endure years of difficulties. The way we respond during the hard times determines our level of greatness. If we feel sorry for ourselves and complain, then we're wasting an opportunity. The problems may soon pass, and then we'll already go on to the next stage. Our goal is to seize the opportunities when they present themselves. When one's struggling, they can tap into a vast resource of divine assistance. Our goal is to remain loyal to Hashem, to pray to Him for everything we need unrelentingly. But at the same time, until things change, to accept everything he does. This is what makes a person great. The great sage Rambam, Maimonides, lived for about 70 years. The first half of his life was filled with struggles and hardship. When he was just 13, a hostile army invaded his hometown and forced the Jews to either convert or be exiled. Together with his father and brother, the Rambam left and spent the next 12 years on the run. They settled in Morocco, but there too they endured persecution. At the age of 30, the Rambam settled in Eretz Israel, Israel, with his family. But they had to leave due to the difficult conditions there. The family moved to Egypt, and 6 months later the Rambam's father died. 1 year later his two children died, and then his wife died. Soon thereafter his brother, who had been supporting him, died. He was now left alone without any family or money. Unwilling to accept money for learning Torah, he used his medical knowledge to make a livelihood. Finally, at the age of 35, his life turned around. He remarried, became the most prominent doctor in the kingdom, and became the rabbinical leader of Egyptian Jewry. He had more children, including his son, Rabbi Avraham ben Harambam, who became a noted rabbi. The Rambam experienced years of struggle and years of peace. The Chofetz Chaim noted that the Rambam's magnus opus, his colossal work, Mishneh Torah, codifying all the halachas, the laws and the Talmud, was composed during the first half of the Rambam's life, amid his struggles, wandering and persecution. Specifically during the difficult years, the Rambam received great divine assistance and composed one of the greatest masterpieces of Torah literature. Instead of feeling low about his difficult situation, he gave the world one of its greatest treasures, which is now found in homes, synagogues, and yeshivas throughout the Jewish world. We all have the ability to write our own books, the story of our lives. We want to be able to look back and say, wow, what a treasure. I can't believe I did that. Our goal is to strengthen ourselves regardless of the situation we face. We can give Hashem so much joy by overcoming our challenges, by keeping the proper perspective and approaching them with the proper attitude. Be'ezrat Hashem, please God, our problems will soon pass. In the meantime, our goal is to rise to the challenges that come our way.